Shabbat shalom. Won't have a lot of slides today. I kind of take a page from Elder Allen. And we'll be reading from the scriptures. If you have your Bibles, you can go ahead and follow along or just go ahead and listen. I want to send my greetings out to anyone who'll hear this in the future. Brethren in the Philippines, perhaps for chance, those who are hurting, any place that we maybe go out to. Well, once again, for those who don't know me, and of course everyone here at Yahweh's Restoration Ministry do, I am Brother Javon Love. I'm your humble servant in the body of Messiah. And one of the things that I do like to do is to do network maintenance. Now, a lot of people who are familiar with computers may think about this, but it's about, as Jose did say, relationships. I like to reconnect some of my past because I think that it was good building blocks for who the person I am now. I have a story that just recently happened, and it really pleased me. Actually, it shows how we are connected sometimes by ways that we don't even know. I have a pretty good imprint or footprint when it comes to Facebook, and I have almost a son-mother relationship with a sister out in Washington, Sister Gail Bonato. Shalom today, Shabbat shalom, and I went searching for some old friends from my worldwide days and a youth group. They had a youth group for the children and for the teens. And I'd reconnected with one. And it just so happens after I had made a comment with this, once you do a comment on Facebook, anybody else, you get notifications of who they are and what they did. But it shows that someone connected who was friends with Gail Bonato, who was friends of this young man that I finally found after, I was still on his 10, 15 years. And it seemed like, and I haven't confirmed it yet, but he might still be following in the faith that we began sometime in our childhood, which really overjoyed me. So I've definitely been seeking him more to do that network maintenance because he just may be a brother in the faith, which is great. I like that. And he's actually up in Canada right now. So that friend, I'm hoping it goes real well. Now, what we have to know is that Yahweh, of course we do, is always good, and he's able to replace and provide for anything that we might receive or let go of. Sometimes it may be family, unfortunately. Sometimes it might be friends, jobs. Yahweh's able to go ahead and replace that, put people in our lives that we can still feel, instead of shattered and torn, we can begin to feel whole. I've heard people say before that people in the faith are actually closer than some of their own flesh and blood family. It's an old adage that sometimes we might call it is, but it isn't. Now, along the journey on the highway of life, we do many things. We discover a great many things, and some sooner than others. Blessed are those who discover this also important truth early on in life and hold on to it. Especially, as I said, the old adage, it is but it isn't. Now I'm speaking about family and more specifically the family, the body of Messiah. We all know that here, a lot of people are right here in Holt Summit, but then we go to the feast sometimes, or we just had the Chittums come from Virginia. The network extends out. We talk about sometimes the brethren in Kenya, the brethren that are suffering right now in the Philippines. This network is vast. And it helps that the maintenance comes where we start to check in on them, or they report back things, how things are going in the world. And I know it feels good because there have been people in the Bible. We had a prophet who thought that he was just alone, and Yahweh told him he had, though, about 1,000 who did not bow the knee. But he thought he was alone. But there was a network. The great thing now is we have a lot of technology that connects us and is able to connect us. We don't have to worry about the carrier pigeons or traveling long roads. Albeit we can still go as we had the Chittums come see. Sometimes people come here for the feast or a different other Moedim. But we are able to connect with this, and that is what I'm speaking about here. Now, for the purpose of my maintenance again, I'm calling it the network, but it's actually family. Think about that. Now, we're told to weigh out the cost, and that's why. You have to ask your question, why? Weighing out the cost, no matter what we do in life, there's always a chance. There might be some flesh that we might have to give up. Now, what happens when we come out of the world? We have to make decisions. We have to weigh out the cost. Are we willing to possibly lose family? Possibly have the lose a job? Some of us have experienced that by making a choice of what we're going to do. Are you going to keep the Sabbath? Are you going to go to the feast for all of the days, including the last great day, the high days, and everything in between? Possibly your boss may tell you you have a choice to make. In these things, when we do make these choices, we are choosing the world or we're choosing Yahweh. But in that choice, if you choose Yahweh, again, this is where the network comes in. People who have either been there or they're there to support you, let you know. See, that's the great thing about the faith. It tells us for the bond, it's for the free man, it's for everyone. It's not just for the quote-unquote Jew. We come to, the network is there, and we extend ourselves, and we give of our time. Everything costs three things, either time, money, or emotion. And a lot of times, it's always going to cost you time. That's the common factor. That's the common denominator. It doesn't always cost you money, but it probably will cost you emotion. This is also part of the network. We read in chapter 10 of Matthew, if you want to go ahead and turn there, you can just listen. We're speaking about family and friends, or friends in law, or foes. Now, a lot of you are familiar with this. Matthew 10:35-37, it reads, "For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. And he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." So men, women, and children alike, there's a great chance that you're going to have to give up something. And of course, everybody who gives up something wants to gain something. And a network, this new family that hopefully you can bond with, and it's not just, okay, there's somebody in the faith like me or whatever. But when you have family or very close friends and you have to kind of have a division, you make a choice between light and dark, you want, it's good to know that there's something in there that can substitute and do more than substitute, but can be that glue that helps to right the ship that you were once, as you may have seen it in the world, just smoothly sailing along. And then your choice kind of rocks your world. Again, there's loss and gain, and there's delight and stress. And you can flip-flop that whichever way you'd like. Even add the more positive word, delight, loss, delight. Delight in the law of Yahweh, where before you didn't really know about it. You were a stranger to it. Now, again, you may lose family or friends. And, of course, you may lose a job. I lost a job, but I chose to choose Yahweh. And I can tell you from personal experience that, yes, as some people have said, there are brethren here in the faith, no matter if it's here in Holt Summit or, say, for instance, I've adopted many mothers, honestly, in my whole time, in my life, and Gail Bonato happens to be a sister mother to me. But Yahweh has given me more in some ways than I had with my own flesh and blood. It is, but it isn't. Family is blood, but blood is not always family. Now, consider this. When you look around you to your right and to your left, fore and aft, do you see brethren who are just people with like beliefs, or do you see family? Think about that for a second. Now, in the scriptures, there's a promise that is made to Israel. Now, of course, we know that the ability to be grafted in is a thing that we hold on to. Now, in my humble opinion, if we are the temple that is made without hands, then this promise also applies to us. The network, if we cleave to it, is part of the promise that was given to Joshua by Moses in Deuteronomy 31. If you all go ahead and turn there, we just go ahead and listen again. It's going to be verses 6 through 8, Deuteronomy 31. And as we read, "Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For Yahweh thy Elohim, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee." And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, "Be strong and of good courage, For thou must go with this people unto the land which Yahweh hath sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And Yahweh, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee, and he will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. One of the things about being human is that we're kind of stuck on our senses, seeing, touching, tasting, hearing. And Yahweh is spirit. He's omnipresent. He's omnipotent. We cannot get away from him. We can turn our backs on him, but Yahweh doesn't do that. But we are used to having someone physically there, and that's one of our failings. The greater our faith is, then the less that we actually do need people during those times of need. But Yahweh has placed people in our lives to still be, help us anchor, to help us bounce thoughts and ideas off of. In a sermon that I've actually listened to many a times, and it goes back into the civil rights era, a woman told a certain minister and a civil rights leader, when it seemed that he was weak, and you have to pardon my vernacular here, but we's with you. And even if we ain't with you, Yahweh is with you. Now, of course, they didn't use Yahweh, but I'm going to substitute in what I know should be there. Yahweh is always with us, and we have to remember that. Yahweh is our greatest part of the network. Now, Yahweh, again, is omnipresent, never goes away from us. And, of course, again, the problem exists because it's us. We are the problem. We've always been the problem, and Yahweh is our solution. Again, we like to be around those people who are we connected with. We have to remember, think about your brothers. Think about, some people are here in their own whole families, and that's a blessing of itself. And then some people are called out. I've talked with brethren where, again, the enemy is in their own house. Sometimes wives are called and a husband isn't. Sometimes it's vice versa. I talked with a brother last night who's going through things because his wife is at variance with that. And I can't imagine what that feels like. I've almost always kind of been the loner. But to have someone in your own household where you don't have peace, it's good to be able to dwell with brethren, and it's good to be able to touch with brethren. But also, it's good that the brethren don't forget about those brethren, especially if they know that they are in some type of turmoil or things just aren't going well, to let them know, yeah, we're more than just somebody that thinks like you. We care about you. Now, of course, with that said, the tie that binds all these things is love. Love of the word and love of each other. Like-mindedness. It's what brought us together for some people. Now, some by the internet and some by the set apart times. You got your feast. You've got people who may be tuning onto the internet right now. You've got the DVDs that we send out, the booklets that we send out, so many ways that we can connect. Also, some by the seminars. We've had Elder Randy and Elder Allen, Brother Joel, who've gone out to different places. In Tennessee, they stopped by, and I'm not sure of the facts with this, but I think they had dinner with a sister in the faith, and I can't imagine. Perhaps she had been alone for a long time, and then to have the elder come down there, who she's just watched for a long time, maybe on the internet, or maybe gone through the winter dip. We have 6 months, I believe, until the next feast. People can get lonely. We're here as the anchor, anybody that wants to reach out to them, if you know someone like that anyway. But maintaining a network not only strengthens the body, but it helps to know what's going on in the body. Look how we know. We've got an insider as far as the things on the ground in the Philippines. Otherwise, it's something that maybe just happens on CNN. Maybe someone's really just been paying attention to the news all the time. But our network helps make the world smaller. The internet helps make the world smaller. Information. Now, most importantly, maintaining the network, family, it's one of the greatest things that we can do. It's because people like to know that they matter. Who doesn't like to know that they matter? We can play a role in everybody's lives. And though it may be over leagues, which is a nautical term for miles over the ocean, it may be just here in Holt Summit. It may be in Jefferson City. It could be, again, Washington State, Texas. I use the network. When it comes to the new moons up north, we have bad skies right now. A lot of clouds. So we reach out sometimes to the brethren in Texas. They have great skies. Now, I was blessed with that network from another brother, and I continue that network to let them know also that I'm not just calling a check on the new moons, but I actually have an interest in their lives. This is an important thing. People don't want to know that you're just calling for information. You want to have a vested interest. People want to know that you have a vested interest. And, of course, you like to know that people have a vested interest in you. Now, we think about this interest. We have a commandment from Paul in Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. This is still speaking about the network. We're supposed to gather together. We, after services, we have a fellowship meal, and so many conversations happen, and who knows what type of information is passed. This is, we care about it, we give them ear, and we don't just brush them off. This is good. We even give them feedback on it. People know that you're listening. Even little Levi. Levi is always coming up and talking about his latest interest. I won't talk about that really, but Levi likes to know that there's somebody that actually cares about him. Sure, he's got mom and dad and his brothers and the little babbling one, but then you have an adult that has this not blood relation. It is what it isn't. I'm like his family. I don't know if he sees me as like a big brother because I'm a kid myself. But I've seen many children, including a little girl that, she's closer to me than mine own, honestly. And I love seeing them, and I like to listen to them, see them play. They are part of my network. They are part of my family. That's what it's called. Now, maintaining a network, of course, we have an instance of Brother Michael going down to see Brother Jim. Brother Jim has seen good days and bad days, but he's traveled to see them and let them know that the assembly here, Yahweh's Restoration Ministry, does care. The ability to reach out to the network, we can see in video messages, Skype messages. You don't have to talk to them directly, but you can record and hit send. It requires seconds and minutes. That's it. But those things do matter, that little personal choice. Now, I don't want to say this as an admonishment, but this is an encouragement. As servants, we're posed the golden rule. There's a golden rule, and one that's also I like to call the platinum rule. Golden rule, of course, as we read Matthew 7:12 and Luke 6:31, do unto others. But then the platinum rule, Philippians 2:3, which almost trumps it, but it's still the same message. Consider others more than we consider ourselves. It's all love. I mean, it's the network, it's family, it's blood, and it's not blood, and it all comes to love. Do you care enough to give of yourself? Now, nothing says I care, and you, nothing more than that, than the personal touches I was saying. And communication is a two-way street. When people reach out to you, go ahead and reach back. Don't just have someone leave you messages, hey, we're thinking about you. If you have the ability to do that, people like to know that their efforts are appreciated. Not that you have to pay for pay, but reach back. It's always a two-way street. No one likes a constant one-way street. Nothing's ever 50-50. It's never like that. But give as best as you can. Consider others greater than yourself. Now, again, that's a tie that binds. Without the personal touch and time given for the welfare of the brethren, whether it's new brethren or whether it's old brethren, at this ministry, I've seen a lot of giving of time, a lot of giving of patience, and a lot of giving of many things. And I just pray that it never stops, it never ceases. Now, it's been one of my greatest pleasures when I'm able to reach out or to get reached out to the brethren near or far. It doesn't matter if it's, like I said, my sister, mother, Gail Bonato. I talk with her quite often on the internet. Or some brethren in Florida. He's a familiar brother with us. I mean, who knows where it might be. New York. Recently finding out that there are brethren in Mexico even that are hearing the word. Now I'm trying to reach out, figuring out how to reach out to them because it's a lot of home fellowships. And I might have to get a translator even to get things in Spanish. But to let them know that they're not alone. That there are brethren who actually are wondering, hey, what's going on over there? trying to increase and grow the network. Who knows? I might have to travel one day. Many brethren have written the assembly, even on the calls, and asked them, are there any brethren in my area that I can fellowship with? I was once on that other side too, in Chicago. I was really by myself. I had my mother, but I didn't want to be on the other side of the screen anymore. So I prayed. It took some time, but Yahweh answered, and I was able to come down here and be amongst the brethren and plant myself. Now, I'd like us to make good on the love of Messiah and the love of the body. Love the network. Make use of the numbers and emails that we may get at the feasts, on visitors on the Sabbath or during the week, on the prayer list even, reaching out, praying for them. We want to keep up to date and lift up in prayer with our brethren. It doesn't matter if they're near or far. And make use of the ability to go beyond the miles and leagues. We've got technology again that brings us forth. Don't need the carrier pigeon anymore to send messages. We've got these high-tech cell phones. We've got these computers. And we've got the ability to just old-fashioned write letters. But let's go ahead and reach out. Let's use the old adage, let your fingers do the walking. However you decide to reach out to someone, hey, you're not forgotten. I'm thinking about you. Now, earlier I asked, who do you see when you look around you? Allow Yahshua to remind us. Matthew 12:50 reads, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. I pray that this has been a blessing to all the hearts and minds that receive this today and in the future. And may the love of the grace of our Master Yahshua be ever upon you. Hallelujah.